Fairfield, 114, President Mayor, Senator Falcon, Senator Zeeby, myself, Senator Bishop, Senator Stedman, McKenna, both of other state business and other communities. I'd like to recognize Christopher Dickrell, Senator Rutgers, Mr. Manley, Telecommerce, Water, and Restaurant, Phil, we have a written question. Cell phone drill, you know, that is all about today's meeting. We're going to hear for the second time of House Bill 370, House Bill 209. Public testimony was closed on 370. So we'll only have testimony on HB 209 today. And there's a two-minute warrant on each testifier. So, it's the will of the committee is going to pass all both bills today. First up is 370, Representative Tilton, the county, please come up, put your names on the record. Just a brief, overview of 370.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. For the record, my name is Representative Tilton, House District 12, Chicken Mass 2. And thank you for bringing HB 370 before you again. HB 370 is a short reminder of a municipal tax exemption bill for economic development, major economic development projects. I think that the amendments that are made here with this committee serve the bill very well. And I can talk more about that. I think you all know what you.
No questions for the committee on motion.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move CS, Senate CS, pressing yes, House Bill 370 CLA, 49-LS, 5551 / P for the committee of individual recommendations and tax system. Saying no objections, serious House Bill 370 passes out of committee and second recommendation from the president.
Next, we'll have Representative Foster. He has a staff poll. Will please come to the table. Please go on the record, please. And just a review of 209 and 19. We've got one online for questions tonight. And you'll have some right now.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm representing everybody. I'm Foster. I'm just repeating that for now. Honorable Scott to Representative Foster.
Yes,
thank you, Mr. Chairman. This establishes a water and sewer advisory committee. The general purpose of this is to find out better ways of doing the project better than we've been doing so far, looking at new technologies, trying to look at how we've done things in the past and how we can better coordinate federal agencies. And one of the issues we'll also have to figure out is what do we do with these new technologies that will fit within federal parameters to use federal funds. As I noticed, I had mentioned during committee the last time the bill does have zero fiscal note because there will not be a travel budget and the money will not be paid to advisory committee members.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Move the CS House Bill 209, direction of us. Don't do those 6 /I for the committee with the individual recommendations in the next fiscal. Okay. Seeing no objections, House Bill 209 passes from committee. We're going to take just a brief piece of some of the documents. Okay, we're back on the record. I'm not saying this will be the last senior committee meeting, but it could be. But with that being said, I want to get this on the record right now. This was my first full chairmanship of the board for committee. And, you know, when you look at the senators that were on this committee, Senator Scanlon, Senator Hoffman, Senator McCann, Senator Eager, myself, that's an all-star cast. It's a great committee with a tremendous amount of experience, and I like the committee, and I would hope things work out next year when you're not the same committee alignment. It's a great committee, and I just appreciate each and every one of you. Thanks, and I really want to say thanks to my staff for helping me along the way, and all the committee members, and again, thanks to Chris and Ben, and all the staff that's going to your services that doesn't go on those. So thank you all, and we are adjourned. Now it's 3:40.